Good Friday morning, church. Last day of the week. We'll be looking at Psalm 54 today. Again, God's saving word is prayer. Today's reading is a plea for God's intervention. It is attributed to David and relates to a time when he was being pursued by King Saul. If you want to look it up, you can take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 23 is the reference for this passage of Scripture. So, this is Psalm 54, a prayer for protection from enemies. Save me by your power, O God. Set me free by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to my words. Proud people are coming to attack me. Cruel people are trying to kill me. Those who do not care about God. But God is my helper. The Lord is my defender. May God use their own evil to punish my enemies. He will destroy them because he is faithful. I will gladly offer you a sacrifice, O Lord. I will give you thanks because you are good. You have rescued me from all my troubles. And I have seen my enemies defeated. And today's key verse is Psalm 54, verse 4. God is my helper. The Lord is my defender. And, of course, this passage is, you know, asking God for deliverance. He is surrounded about by his enemies. And yet, in spite of everything, the psalmist is putting his trust in God. You know, verse 6 says, I will gladly offer you a sacrifice, O Lord. I will give you thanks because you are good. And, you know, what he's making a promise to God, you know, if God will deliver him. So I have a question is, what promise will you make to God today? Maybe you don't need deliverance. Maybe you're dealing with sickness or a myriad of others. You know, if you desired something from the Lord as deeply as the psalmist does here, what promise would you make to God today? Let's pray. I give you thanks, O God, because you are good. You are my helper and defender. You hear me when I call out to you in prayer. Daily will I praise you, trusting in the safety of your love and care. Amen. So that concludes another week of just meeting together every morning for our Bible reading, and it's good to be back from our international travels and to be able to spend this time with all of you. God bless, and we'll see you in church.